feel like this is a good season where we're, you know, carving and shaping and molding our intuition, you know, that gentle force, gentle guidance that leads us in the direction that matters and gives us that invincible wisdom that we've been looking for. You know, a river never debates its path, right? It doesn't stop midway to question whether it should turn left or turn right. It doesn't resist the bends, the twists, or the sudden drops. It simply flows, effortless, unshaken, always in some type of motion. And this is the type of flow I strive for with my intuition. It doesn't force, it doesn't hesitate. It just goes, it just flows. I believe that's the essence of it. A lot of times, like, our logical part of our minds, or like our doubts or our overthinking, really gets in the way of how we feel, blocking our intuition. Or our environments, or the way we are living, we are creating noise which disrupts the clarity of our intuition. You know, this past week, I've taken a break on tea. So depressing. Well, I've actually been drinking herbal tea, but I took a break on anything with caffeine. Now, I'm not a big coffee drinker. I haven't had a coffee since the summertime. I normally just do decaf if I do the coffee. But, you know, I drink quite a bit of tea. Quite a bit. Maybe like 7-8 cups a day. Sometimes half of those cups are black tea. But, you know, I took a week off any type of caffeine and really resilient on any sugar. And oh my, like, the clarity in my mind is absolutely astronomical. That's the only word I could find for it. Astronomical. And the window into my intuition is, oh, like, I feel like I'm in it. I feel like there's no debate. I feel like there's no two voices. I feel like it's one. And I'm like, oh my God, my brain be braining. But I find with no caffeine, there's no force, there's no hesitation in my mind, there's no debate. It's as if my thoughts and my intuition and my spirit and my emotions and my physical have all come together in unison all week. It's quite weird, actually. I was like, holy, do I have a caffeine sensitivity or something for the mind? Because this feels amazing. I feel like how, I'm getting off topic, but I feel like how people probably feel when they have ADHD and they take like Adderall for the first time, and you're like, oh my God, what is this newfound clarity? What I realize is, I'm like, well, this is just my natural state without, you know, too much caffeine or, you know, the sugars that they sneak into everything these days. That having a sound mind should be as natural as breathing. And the question in regards to intuition, it should never really be, do you have good intuition? The question should be, are we listening? Are we getting out of our own way? Because the real work isn't about finding intuition. It's about removing the barriers that are keeping us from hearing it. Imagine like trying to listen to someone whispering in a crowded room or a party, blaring music, you know, clinking glasses all over the place. Their voice is right there in your ear, but you can barely make out the words because of the surrounding noise. That's how it is when you go to a club. I hate conversating at a party. It's like, now I have to scream. I can't hear you. This is just uncomfortable. And I think that's what happens with intuition. You know, it's always speaking. It's always guiding us. But the constant chatter of the mind, the weight of external options and the tension stored in our bodies drown it out. The pain we are holding onto, the stress we are carrying every single day, ignoring, often gets in the way between us and our intuition. And what I've learned in my life is to reconnect. We don't need to force anything. We just need to create space, right? Create space, right? This week, to have an even more clear mind, I didn't add anything to my regime. I just took away. I just created more space. I also installed like a news blocker on my computer. So like any platform I go to, I automatically don't see the feed on social media. So I can still access my account, but I don't see the feed. So less digital noise, more time with myself. Actually, if I go to YouTube or go to Twitter or something like that, just a beautiful quote pops up. A reminder from myself. The last one was, Heinz, your presence has purpose. And allow me to remember, hey, I don't need to consume this noise right now. And all we need is space to slow down, right? That's why I curate this podcast in the style that I do. I hope it with my intention to offer a space for you to slow down, a space to listen, a space to let intuition rise to the surface. Because you have the wisdom, you have the guidance, all that you need to succeed is already within you. And often we are watching so many YouTube videos, looking for the answers all around us, not realizing a lot of these answers are already inside of us. And this doesn't mean that we abandon logic or stop critical thinking. It simply means just making room for something deeper, creating space for intuition to speak. We start by inviting stillness into our lives, more stillness, right? When you're driving, turn off the radio, turn off the music, turn off the podcast for 15 minutes and just be. When you're at the coffee shop, just be, just sip your coffee, sip your tea and people watch. Let your air, let your mind breathe. How often do you let the mind breathe? We're thinking so much. How often do we give it time to just breathe? For some of us, that might look like meditation, closing the eyes, focusing on the breath, and letting the mind settle. For some of us, it may be journaling, allowing thoughts to spill onto paper without judgment. For some of us, it may be going for a walk, talking out loud in prayer, sitting by the ocean, or even just losing ourselves in our creative work. Because stillness isn't about just doing nothing. It's about doing something that quiets the external world so the internal world can be heard. They're simply present practices, reflective practices. They're not about controlling intuition. They are about welcoming it, right? Every single one of us, we have to find ways to tune into ourselves and practice that align, that body, that mind, that spirit, that heart. When they work together, intuition flows freely. When the mind, when the body, when the spirit, when the heart work together, right? In unison, communion, intuition flows freely. But when they fight each other, it becomes harder to hear everything. And that is when we start searching for the answers all around us, far and wide. Not realizing that simply just hearing, creating space is everything. When the mind is quiet, the whispers get louder. When we stop forcing, we start feeling. When we stop searching, we start seeing. And then we no longer have to be lost in confusion, no longer disconnected from ourselves from too long. Because truth is, we're going to have seasons where we are disconnected. How do you know if you are connected with yourself if you don't know what disconnection feels like? Often when we are disconnected or we go through a dip, this is where we are reinventing ourselves, preparing ourselves for another season. But some of us, we get stagnant in these dips, stagnant in disconnection. It's like going for a walk in the forest and staying there too long, and now the sun has come down and you can't see your way out until the next day. But for some of us, that next day has been years and years and years. And this is why we have to clear the blind spots. Think about it, right? If you're wearing noise-canceling headphones, would you hear someone calling your name from across the street? No. That's not because they're not speaking, but because there is something blocking the sound. Intuition has been calling us out. Always. Trying to guide us, trying to speak to us in different ways. But far too often, we're distracted, too distracted to notice. And the intuition isn't just speaking from the gut. Sometimes it gets so loud and manifests in our external realities. It manifests in our conversations with other people. That's why when we're talking to someone and they say something, we're like, ooh, that resonated. Oh, I needed to hear that. Why did that feel so personal? Where did that come from? Is the universe speaking to me? Is that God? This is why it takes being in tune with our whole selves, because it's not just by the mental chatter. Because if we're too distracted to notice the signs, not even just by the mental chatter, but by the noise living in our bodies. Because sometimes even when the mind is quiet, the body is still screaming. Screaming through tension, screaming through unease, uncomfort, through past pain that was never fully left. This is why intuition isn't about the mind. It's about the entire being. It speaks through sensation, emotion, and an energy. It moves through the body just as much as it moves through thought, right? It's no different than feeling a surge of excitement or dread without knowing where it came from, or getting goosebumps in a moment of deep truth, or like a gut instinct that told you you should walk away from something. These aren't random feelings. These are signals, messages waiting to be understood. And if we dismiss them, override them, or try to explain them away all the time, we can cut ourselves off from one of our greatest guides, our intuition. The more we listen, the more we trust. The more we trust, the more we align. And when we align, we start to see patterns. Patterns how everything is unfolding in perfect timing, even when it doesn't seem that way. The hardest part about intuition is trusting it, especially when logic is telling us something different. We have been conditioned to rely on external validation, to seek permission, to need proof before taking action. But intuition doesn't work that way. It doesn't always come with a clear explanation, right? It speaks in nudges and whispers and feelings. It might tell you to take a leap when everything around you says, play it safe. Many of us felt this in the pandemic, making our own decisions while our surroundings were saying to do something else, but our bodies didn't feel comfortable with something. The intuition might tell you to walk away from something that looks perfectly good on paper, but something's not quite there. It might tell you to wait when the world is rushing. This is a big one. Our intuition will tell us to wait while the world is rushing, right? Like, I have a friend like that who'll be like, what are you doing? You're not doing enough right now. And I'm like, I'm in my waiting season at the moment. Because actually, interesting, today I'm working, I'm like enjoying the flow, but because I haven't posted on Instagram in like 5 months, and YouTube I've been slower, everything like that, I basically took a lot of time off and just to go at a different tempo. And that's the season I've been in, and I've been honoring it. But sometimes it can be a little bit of annoying, right? Just to not have the same amount of engagement that you're used to. And I could feel my body trying to rush and get into speed. Like, nah, let's get back to where we were. And then I had to bring myself back. I could feel my intuition guiding me, saying, do not get yourself in that rushful spirit. That is not where we are working from. But if we allow the lack of external validation sometimes to force us into a speed that we're not supposed to be in, what do you think is going to happen? We will trip and stumble in life. It takes trust to believe that when things are falling apart, they actually might be falling into place. Have you ever thought about that? When things are falling apart, they might actually be falling into place. It takes faith to surrender when we don't have all the answers. But I believe our intuition is always there, reminding us all is well. Even in the unknown, something greater is forming. And to hear that truth, we often have to let go of the doubt, let go of the fear, let go of the need to control the uncontrollable. And as a new day begins every day, let's ask ourselves, will we rush into worry, or will we pause, breathe, and step into gratitude? But just like a morning shower refreshes the body, gratitude cleanses the spirit. Right? Be grateful for all the work you are doing. Be grateful for where you are, and know that you are going to even more beautiful places, but be here right now, present where you're supposed to be. And this gratitude, it resets us, it washes away the noise, and it opens the door for clarity. And as we listen, really listen, you'll see that your intuition isn't distant. And we will begin to notice signs, the right conversations, the synchronicities are all around us. Again, like I said, sometimes our intuition, it's not just something we feel on the inside, but it will manifest all around us. We will experience synchronicities everywhere that we go. It's beautiful when life speaks to us in that way. It's like we have angels all around us. I love that feeling. I've been experiencing that a lot lately. Where like the weirdest, unexplainable coincidences keep on happening. And all I could do is sit and be like, I am being guided and I am being loved. I thank you so much. And I just have gratitude and it warms my spirit. Intuition is no longer just a quiet voice inside. It becomes a teacher all around us. And when we truly tune in, we realize life has always been speaking to us. We just have to be willing to hear. It takes three things: eyes to see, ears to hear, and most importantly, a heart that is willing to trust. And you don't know in hindsight, everything is going to be more than all right.